This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The United Nations warns of, quote, the potential for violence on a greater scale, end quote, in Myanmar, as protesters stage their biggest demonstration to date against the military's overthrow of the civilian government. Thousands of demonstrators gathered Wednesday in the streets of Yangon, Myanmar's largest city, despite a ban on gatherings of more than four people imposed by the military. Roads and bridges leading into and through Yangon were blocked by cars with their hoods up, making them appear to have engine trouble, a new tactic employed by protesters to keep out police and military vehicles. Protesters have filled the streets of Myanmar's biggest cities every day since de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other high-ranking government officials were detained in the February 1st coup. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will use his first ministerial meeting with NATO allies Wednesday to try to repair the frayed relationship, acknowledging that longstanding ties were at times strained under former U.S. President Donald Trump. The change in tone and approach, as senior U.S. defense officials described it Tuesday, comes as the United Nations and NATO are staring down major decisions on force levels in Afghanistan and how to best confront powers like Russia and China, which remain set on bending international norms in their favor. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg signaled a desire to reset the U.S.-NATO relationship earlier this month. U.S. President Joe Biden is promising a majority of elementary schools will be open 5 days a week by the end of his first 100 days in office. He is restating his goal after administration came under